annoyed, senorita. You must be under some misapprehension, senor. I bring to her only the message of her father. He would like us both to join him in his cabin. How can this annoy you, senorita?
Passage of the Tangmar. The story of a ship and its cargo of death.
I'm tired of being followed, Senor Pepe. Ever since we left Panama, you've hardly left me alone for a moment. When we sailed, you were a perfect stranger. That's how I wanted to be when we reached Jamaica.
It was the evening of the day following our departure from the canal zone, and the Tangmar rode smoothly on the slight swell of the Caribbean Sea. Colonel Hacking had insisted that I remain aboard for the run to Jamaica, and that I be present when the Wherryman will was read in the presence of the remaining beneficiaries. But at Panama, a certain Senor Pepe had come aboard for the last stage of the voyage, and it was obvious that he'd been pestering Sharon. I looked at the smooth-featured face adorned with the ghost of a moustache and the white, even teeth of Senor Pepe, and he filled the bill. A gigolo. And Sharon was the only woman aboard. But even then, I had the suspicion that somewhere behind Pepe's insistence, I could detect the unsubtle hand of Major Challoner.
Shall we go, senorita? You will excuse us, of course, Mr. Kent.
I think that the lady made herself quite clear, Pepe. Vamos. Do I make myself clear?
Senora.
Oh, and Pepe. Just why are you going to Jamaica?
A holiday only. I like to travel.
On the Tangmar?
Well, my cabin is comfortable enough.
You appear to have struck up a friendship with Major Challoner, darn quickly.
Well, with only the Major and Mr. Tucker aboard, that is not difficult.
You may not be aware of the fact, but Miss Challoner and I are to be married.
My congratulations, senor. Senorita, I had no idea. The Major didn't mention it.
That's not completely surprising.
I trust I have not offended you too deeply, senorita. I apologize.
Senor Pepe,
Sharon, we're detaining Senor Pepe. He has an appointment with your father. Good night, senor.
Oh, good night, Mr. Kendall, Senor Sharon. My apologies again. I should not wish to intrude.
Sharon, did you see Pepe come aboard?
Yes.
Goddard told me he'd asked for a berth.
And since then, he's spent every available moment making himself agreeable to me. That is when he's not with my father.
He seems an odd fellow for your father to know.
Foreigners to father have always been the bottom of the barrel. He's convinced that the world should be made up of Englishmen.
Oh, let's forget him. What do you think of Hacking? I believe he had a chat with you.
I felt like a specimen under a microscope. But I think he approved.
He'd better.
Why did he want you to go on to Jamaica?
Well, didn't he tell you that?
No, he came to my cabin as I was packing to go ashore, pointed out that as you were remaining aboard, it was rather a waste of time. I don't think he really dislikes women at all.
He's probably scared stiff of them.
Dirk, I can't believe it's over. That we can stand up here on deck and know that we're quite safe. Know that there's no one watching our every move. Even they sound different, comforting.
Sharon, supposing you were to find that your father wasn't going to inherit a fortune after all.
What do you mean?
Would you still feel the same way about marrying me? About leaving him?
But he is going to inherit a fortune. Why do you ask a question like that?
That doesn't answer my question.
Well, it's a silly question. Of course I'm not going to remain with him. I couldn't now.
That's all I wanted to hear. You happy, Sharon?
Oh, wonderfully. But I can't help feeling a little guilty that I'm so happy.
Guilty?
Because of Alona and Dr. Lawler.
Oh. Did you see him to say goodbye?
No.
He flew back to Sydney from Panama.
And now there are only two of them. Two men to inherit £1 million between them.
Yes, I hope so.
Dirk, what do you know? That's the second time that you...
Nothing, Sharon. Forget it. I don't know anything. I'm only hoping that Colonel Hacking didn't either.
Senor Major, I think you're wasting your time and my own in this matter. Your daughter has very quickly made me realize that my attentions are unwelcome. I think she will marry this Senor Kendall in spite of you.
I'm paying you to see that she doesn't, Senor Pepe. And you remember that. I didn't pay for your passage to Jamaica only to get your advice.
What do you have against this man, Monsieur Challoner? He appears to me to be a much pleasanter person than our first conversation led me to expect. I think if the young senorita was my daughter, I would not object to such a union.
I have had quite a few weeks to form my opinion of Kendall. I think you have known him for 2 days.
You talk with him only once, just now. I would suggest that you increase my fee if I am to continue to work for you.
Why?
It could be dangerous, and I have a decided aversion to being physically hurt.
You mean you're afraid of Kendall?
One must be practical in these matters. He's a well-built young man. I had the feeling just now that he would not hesitate to use his fists should I continue to take up your daughter's time.
Well, that's too bad. We made a bargain and I'm sticking to it.
Pity. A great pity. At heart, you know, I'm very romantic. I like to see young people in love. It warms me. And the Caribbean is such a magnificent setting for such affection.
No, look here, if you're trying to back out now, Senor Pepe...
Not at this very moment. Tell me, Major, what will you do with your portion of the Wherryman estate?
When did you know about that? I didn't tell you.
No, not you, Major Challoner, but the newspapers in Panama were full of the story of the Tangmar and his passengers. That's really why I accepted this employment you offered.
And now you want more money. But if I don't pay you...
What do you think your daughter would say if I told her the reason you brought me aboard? What do you think Senor Kendall would do, huh?
You blackmailing...
Don't measure, please. We are business associates. Such language between us is unwelcome. I can remove Senor Kendall from your daughter's affections, but it will need careful planning. And to take that amount of trouble, I need much more money.
And I can't pay anymore. At least not until I collect my share of the Wellerman's fortune.
I see. If anything happened to you between here and Jamaica, Mr. Tuker would become a very wealthy man, would he not?
What are you hinting at?
The difference that £500,000 might make to a man's thinking.
Come in.
Good evening.
What do you want, Tuker? Can't you see I'm engaged?
Oh, Senor Tuker, my name is Pepe. I've been wanting to shake the hand of a man who is so shortly to be so wealthy.
How do you do? I can hardly believe it myself. I suppose they'll be waiting for us out in the wharf, Major, and we shall be driven straight out to Savannah Lamar.
Oh, no. It will be then that your troubles will start, Senor. The moment you receive that money, you will be in danger.
Oh, why?
Well, the Caribbean is a hunting ground for the worst kind of criminal. And a man with £500,000 is bait that even a pleasant criminal would find hard to resist.
Then I shall hire a bodyguard.
And my point exactly. My services will be at your disposal.
Well, but now look here, Senor Pepe, I have no...
Bodyguard.
Suddenly, Major Challoner, I find the prospect of working for Mr. Tuker will enchant me much more than my employment with you.
Mm. I hadn't really thought, you see. Well, until I get the money, I'm a poor man.
Well, I can't wait that long. I'd better start my duties immediately. We shall go to your cabin, senor.
Oh, will we? But I was just going to take a stroll around the deck.
And I will escort you.
Senor Pepe, come back here.
It's too late,
I'll
senor.
Pay you more.
You know, you've just offered it and I have refused. You see, our dealings are at an end, Major Challoner. I shall regard your payment of my passage as the settling of our accounts.
I thought you said you didn't like being hurt. You make somebody good.
Well, that was in your employ. For Senor Tuca, should the occasion arise, it will be almost a pleasure. Good night, my dear Major.
Dirk,
And that is the whole story, Senor Kendall. I was hired to see that you and Miss Shalander were never alone together.
I see. And now you're working for Tuca.
I like him. He's such a pleasant little man.
Now, what exactly is your interest in the Wherryman fortune?
Well, who would not be interested in all that money?
There are two men on this ship, each of whom stands to gain £500,000 upon arrival in Jamaica. You came aboard in the employ of one of them, now you're working for the other. I can't believe it's because Tuca appeals to you that much. How long is it since you were in Jamaica?
Only a few weeks ago.
Well, how did you manage to persuade Major Challoner that you were the person he needed? You didn't even know that he would approach a detective agency in Panama.
Well, I followed him there. I spent a few dollars wisely and discovered that he was after a certain something. It was not hard.
Why?
Well, I wished to travel aboard this ship to Jamaica without attracting suspicion on the part of either the Major or Mr. Tuca.
For what reason?
To study closely the two men involved in the first Wherryman will.
The first?
Exactly, senor. I am in possession of another will, drawn up by the deceased exactly 2 weeks after the one on which the lawyers Branch and Smith have been operating.
May I see it?
It's a valuable document. I would be foolish to carry it with me.
Well, you have the name of the beneficiary.
We both know who he is, Senor Kendall. He is in conversation with you at this very moment.
I'd misjudged Senor Pepe. This was no ordinary gigolo. And if he was right, and there was a later will in existence, Major Challoner and Edwin Tuca had traveled halfway across the world for nothing. On this passage of the Tangmar.